Well, it is January, and this new year, many people are going to be looking for assistance with their farming operations as farmers head back into the fields for spring planting. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm joined by South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who's here to tell us more about the resources that are available through the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. Commissioner, tell us about that.
Well, Mike, you know, I think just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about ACRE. Mm-hmm. And the funding of our new entrepreneurs and getting them started, or in some cases taking it to the next level. But really, that's just a part of what we do in the department, working with federal grants that come to South Carolina agriculture. And really, it's we talked about entrepreneurship, but it's all about agribusiness development, education, marketing, research, food security, and consumer protection as well. So all of these things fall under this umbrella, and we get involved through what we call a cooperative working agreement, either with Food and Drug Administration or USDA or other federal agencies. So it's fascinating to see the number of things we're able to do by leveraging these federal dollars, either with private money or other sources.
Tell us about what some of these grants are that are available through SCDA, Commissioner.
Well, one that is really well established is the cold storage cost share program. So many of our farmers, maybe the smaller farmers, have a great operation, but just lack one particular part of processing. Sometimes it's cold storage. So this is a pretty straightforward program where it's a cost share to expand the cold storage capacities for our farms. Another, specialty crop block grants, those come to the state and they work with all farmers who do not participate directly in the farm programs administered by USDA. So it's not a program crop, it's usually a specialty crop, and we work with a variety of farmers. Again, no individuals, but might be a cooperative of farmers or an association of some kind. Then, I think before we've talked about good agricultural practices, is a term that farmers know is called GAP. And for many of our farmers to access markets, like the school programs, or even most of our chains now, they have to have a GAP certification. It can be costly, a lot of hurdles and steps to go through. So we come alongside and do a cost share around that. And then finally, beginning farmer and rancher programs. I get so many questions. They say, where are our next farmers coming from and how are we going to get them involved in agriculture? Well, this beginning farmer and rancher program is one way that we're able to supplement some of the programming, some of the costs of getting into agriculture. I mean, we don't buy land or anything like that for farmers, but we give them training, either on business management or marketing and things like that. So that when they get into the business, they're better prepared. So a wide variety of things that really total up over $13 million that comes into South Carolina agriculture by way of the State Department of Agriculture.
You've got a really long address online that folks can go to find more information about these programs. But basically, they just need to go to the South Carolina Department of Agriculture website. That's where it's all located. Is that right?
Yeah, you just go to agriculture.sc.gov and maybe on the search bar put in grants. Mm-hmm. And it'll direct you to the place you need to go. And we try to make it as simple as possible and for people to get as much information as quickly as possible for them to decide which route might be best for them.
Money is available, but you have to apply for it. Again, go to agriculture.sc.gov for more information on this $13 million in federal grants to benefit South Carolina agriculture. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.